Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 10, letter number 3131, Baruch Hashem, dated the 21st day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Harav HaGoyen, Moreni Yitzchok Sheyichya Dubov, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter Saturday night, dated for Saturday night, with the Pidyon Nefesh, redemption of note, of soul note, which was enclosed thereby. Now, I don't really understand what the Rebbe is answering. He says he had a question. He asked the Rebbe, how could it be, he says, that the holy people that were in the land did not sense the upcoming destruction? Now, I'm thinking about the Churban, the Beis Hamikdash he's talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure as a... He's talking about something specific about, I'm not sure exactly on what that discussion on where the word, but he says that, you know, there was in the land, there was the korbanos and the sacrifices added to a lot of additional spiritual lights. So how come they didn't know? I mean, I guess it says that they weren't, must say something that they weren't aware of the upcoming destruction. And he asked the Rebbe, how come they weren't aware? So, I mean, the Rebbe answers him again. It's very hard to understand here because I don't know exactly the discussion of it. But the Rebbe does answer him based on a discourse in Likutei Torah that there are two types of tzaddikim. There are called like the... One tzaddikim are like the Leviathan. That's like a fish in the water. The water covers them. In other words, they're hidden tzaddikim. And there's other one is like the Shor Habor, the wild ox, which is on the dry land. Basically, we talk about some tzaddikim, some righteous people, which are working within basically the framework of the land, of what's going on, and there's some hidden tzaddikim which are behind us, so maybe they didn't know, I'm not sure. So I don't have really a good explanation of what the Rebbe is talking about here without having the references here, so we'll just let it go at that. But yeah. So the Rebbe further says, I enjoyed from what you write that the class of the Tanya is being strengthened. And the Rebbe says, when we talk about strengthening, for sure, both quantity-wise, which means increasing the number of participants, and also the quality, may the blessed Hashem succeed you. And again, the Rebbe in these letters during this time, the Rebbe writes to many the same exact or very similar. The Rebbe says, for sure, during the days of Yud, Yutes Kislev, you made Fabrengens, and you will continue in the days of Hanukkah that are coming upon us. And the Rebbe says, if all year round we know, our sages tell us, while we're asleep in exile, my heart is awake to Hashem, His Torah and His mitzvahs. Meaning, while we may not be at that very spiritual high level, we're sort of asleep, but yet our heart is awake. So how much more so during these auspicious days when you open up through a proper activities, when you try to encourage a Jewish person, even as the point of a needle, God opens up as the entrance to the Ulam, as explained in Chassidus, the specific language that we use it as an example, the Ulam that had no doors, meaning that it was always open, as long as you had made the effort to enter into the courtyard. And also between the courtyard in which the Israelites were allowed to be and the courtyard of the Kohanim, also there is no partition. Basically means you can go up there. The only thing is there were steps there, meaning that everybody can come in on the spiritual level into the courtyard of the Kohen without any interferences. You may have to climb a little bit, but you can do it. And the Rebbe is ending with a blessing and regards and for all the... Now, the thing is that the Rebbe wrote to various different people. So, you know, like I said many times, that it's easier to change the audience than to change the speech. You know, this is relevant to us that we're learning one letter after the other. It seems redundant, it seems repetitive. But the Rebbe was teaching or answering to various different people, and the Rebbe used that idea, that inspiration that he shared with all these people that he wrote to during this period of time, giving him that message of encouragement that as long as we try to take the opportunity to encourage Jewish people during this auspicious time, you may succeed, even if you do a little bit, and you can get them up there all the ways into the courtyard of the Kohanim with no doors, with no obstacles, and just get right in there.